continues. I'm Rob Hackelaw, along with Beth Foster, or are we? In this segment, it's time now to check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Axe Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth. I believe this is you. I don't think you're a deep fake.
No.
You
can
relieved.
Trust us. We're not like the others.
I know. Does deep fake include voices?
It does. Matter of fact, it includes voices, and just found recently a 76-page wish list by the Department of Defense as they're looking for a way to actually create convincing online personas for use on social media platforms, social networking, and other online content. So they're trying to do what they've told us to be wary of.
I know. Seriously, why would they do that?
Well, these are the super secret guys at the Department of Defense, so I guess that's what they do.
Right, they want to infiltrate social media, see what people are talking about, maybe some terrorism threats. Is it all for good, though?
Well, let's hope so. I think we have to hope that that's the way it's going. But, you know, the problem is if the U.S. does this and they're able to do that, it's just going to open the doors for China and Iran and everyone else to do the same thing because, hey, it's acceptable now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is true. And then also for social media accounts, I mean, they run under the assumption that people are genuine, or at least we'd hope people are genuine and real. So how would big tech companies that overlook social media accounts or platforms, I guess we should say, how are they going to handle maybe an influx of people who might be fake?
Yeah, that's interesting because they're trying to fabricate these humans so that they'll be undetectable by social media algorithms.
Wow.
And, you know, the big thing is academic and private sector researchers have been engaged in a race between new ways to create undetectable deepfakes and then new ways to detect them. So we're always, just like everything else, we're always one step behind.
Mm-hmm. Definitely seems that way.
So, okay, so how is the U.S. going to proceed then, David, going forward with this? And I guess what do we do as citizens?
Well, there's not a lot that we can do. We can just be more cognizant of following the news and seeing what's going on, because the deepfakes are going to continue. We're seeing deepfakes all the time. I'm sure, Beth, you saw one of recent, didn't you?
Yeah, there's this person who has a big following on social media. There are Tom Cruise deepfake, and you know they put up videos that are humorous and borderline Tom Cruise-esque. You know, sometimes behind the Mission Impossible music, or they laugh like Tom Cruise, and then they have a lot of followers, and then they call themselves deepfake Tom Cruise. So you know they're very well aware that everybody else is well aware. But I just find it to be interesting because, yeah, I mean, there are celebrity impersonators in real life, but now you could do it quite easily digitally online and make a living off of it, which I think is interesting. And also could bring up a question of, do they need to pay royalty rights to this person whose identity they're kind of hijacking?
That's a great question. And I'm sure that's going to go into our court system at some point in time.
I know.
Just because that's the way it works. That's the way everything works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine. Someone's got to be able to sue at some point. I mean, you can do impressions and that kind of thing. But I guess if you're passing yourself off, I mean, in this case, as you said, it says deep fake or whatever on the profile.
Right.
But as you said, right in the beginning, I think there is a way to almost duplicate voices. And then in that case, that's where we get into trouble. I know specifically with the political stuff, it sometimes seems that, you know, Biden or Harris or Trump are saying something and they might not really be saying that exactly.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to live in a space where we constantly have to make sure that what we're seeing is real. I think that's what's right. Most frustrating about these deep fakes becoming more and more prevalent is it's hard to decipher if we're in reality or not. And I think that's most frustrating about it.
Exactly. And it affects all of us because many people believe what they see. Mm-hmm. Or what they hear without doing any type of due diligence or checking into what it might really be behind all of that. So unfortunately, that's the way we humans are.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the real dangerous part. Not that you couldn't do deep fake stuff before. You could always make like a, you know, propaganda. There'd always be like some altered stuff or videos or photos or posters or that kind of thing. But now with the digital stuff, yeah, I mean, you just basically what happens is people react. They react to things and then they start retweeting it or whatever it is, reposting
it. No, absolutely. Without
sharing
knowing.
It. Yeah. And then you have to really, if you want to have the time. But again, most people are lazy. We get that is you react to something without knowing, should I even be reacting to this? Is it worth getting into a fight over or argument about something because it's not even true? And this is the dangerous thing about it, right, guys?
Well, misinformation is already so prevalent online, and it's in the form of text and words and pictures. So who's to say about something that's even made to deceive? And then also, David, you know, the U.S. government, they're looking into this. They want to make investments in it. They want to utilize it. But who's to say that the really super smart hackers aren't thinking of doing the same thing, or another country in the world using this technology, you know, to spy on us or to plan a terrorist attack? I don't know, like the situations could seem endless.
You hit the nail right on the head with those two comments. It's exactly what's going to happen. Now, like in September of last year, a year ago September, we talked about the joint statement made by the NSA, the FBI, and CISA that warned of this synthetic media, such as deepfakes, will present a growing challenge for all of us. And it's a top risk for Internet users because we're so easily swayed by what we see and what we believe we see. So it's going to continue to be a problem for all of us. I'm not sure that our Defense Department should be investing in this type of technology, but if they have to do that to stay ahead of the global enemies, then maybe that's a good thing to do it. But, you know, I wanted to file this under what could possibly go wrong.
And I imagine that our advancements in AI are going to be worked simultaneously with this deep fake stuff. You know what I mean? You can just tell AI to create a script for Rob Hakala. What would Rob Hakala say on air? And then they have enough of your voice clips, Rob, and then they can make a deep fake of you, and then
yeah, there's 24 years of voice clips available.
I know, and then you could just sleep in.
Well, sleep
that's
it
right.
In. Yeah,
you can get your own persona, Rob, and just take the week off.
Yeah,
that part's not bad. That's where we like deep fakes.
He just needs a deep fake to push the buttons.
Yeah, that's what I got to work on. But the other stuff is pretty scary. And David, you've got the latest on your blog, right, about where people can go and read. And we might need AI, unfortunately, to detect AI in some cases. Maybe we can use AI to fight AI and break it down and decide what's real or not, I guess. Right.
And let's hope that happens as we continue to stay, if at least not ahead, at least right behind these people. So So go to my website, xsmartit.com. Click on my blog link, and there's also a link there to This Person Does Not Exist. That's one of the websites that talks about this.
Wow.
And it's made up of pictures of folks that aren't real.
Oh, my goodness.
But they look so real.
Wow.
Yeah, that stuff always gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff.
Thanks, David.
David Snell, Act Smart IT in Wareham, actsmartit.com. David, thank you so much.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.